My name is Hugh Jepson, and I have the great honor to serve as head of school. It's wonderful to be with you this morning to celebrate the work of Episcopal Schools and to give thanks and proclaim to our community the wonderful news that is St. John's Episcopal Parish Day School. As an embodiment of the Christian faith, St. John's is a school community that honors, celebrates, and worships God as the center of life. The school, which this year celebrates its 70th anniversary, is a model of God's love and grace, created to serve God in Christ in all persons. It is populated by a rich variety of human beings from increasingly diverse religious, cultural, and economic backgrounds. A distinguishing characteristic of our school is that we integrate religious and spiritual formation into the overall curriculum and life of our school community. We are clear, yet graceful, about how we articulate and express our basic identity, especially in our religious curricula and traditions. We invite all who attend the school, all those who work in the school, Episcopalians and non-Episcopalians, Christians and non-Christians, people of no faith tradition, both to seek clarity about their own beliefs and religions, and to honor those traditions more fully and faithfully in their own lives. Above all, we exist not merely to educate, but to demonstrate and proclaim the unique worth and beauty of all human beings as creations of a loving, empowering God. What is school for? That question and the various answers it elicits seems never more relevant than now. Those familiar with our school know that we believe education is the development of a young person's mind, body, and spirit. At the core of this is exceptional academic preparation, the skills and content students need to succeed and thrive in high school, college, and beyond. Those familiar with our school also know there is more, much, much more meaning and value to a St. John's education than mere academic rigor. And it's my view that this much more, the true differentiator and value proposition of a St. John's education, has never been more critically important given the times that we live in. Why do I say that? Well, consider the worst aspects of American popular culture today, especially as reflected in politics, as projected by the media, and seen in a dumbfounding obsession with celebrity and the superficial. And one sees a culture so distorted and grotesque, so reflective of only the more sordid aspects of society's collective values and aspirations, that any school claiming to truly care for and believe in children and the sanctity of childhood must be unabashedly and unashamedly countercultural, as difficult as this can be. I'm immensely proud to lead and be part of a school that is indeed countercultural, and which operates under a moral climate that runs contrary to that of the worst aspects of popular culture we see in society today. This paradox is manifest in several ways. While dishonesty, hypocrisy, and double standard are so brazenly espoused by much of popular culture, at St. John's we see these not as character virtues, but as character flaws, fundamentally detrimental to children's well-being and development. We expect and reinforce honorable behavior. While popular culture sees life through the lens of me over we and lionizes the individual and self-gratification above all else, we proselytize community and caring for all. While popular culture concerns itself primarily with temporal gain, St. John's prepares children for lives of learning and service in a joyful and spiritual environment. While popular culture is actively hostile to childhood, the very notion of childhood innocence, and strives to rush children into adulthood, we protect childhood motivated by the core belief it is something to be nurtured and cherished. While popular culture seems to have few, if any, positive expectations of children and their potential, we believe that when children are presented with high expectations and provided structure and support, they will more than meet those expectations and one day achieve their full potential as human beings. While popular culture encourages moral relativity, or worse still, moral ambiguity, and the belief it is always someone else's fault, we espouse hard work, personal responsibility, and individual accountability. While popular culture glamorizes violence, we emphasize peaceful conflict resolution. While popular culture endorses the exhibiting of vulgarity through crude language and coarse behaviors, we insist on civility. While popular culture values winning at all costs through cheating for advantage, we believe in fair play. Integrity does matter and always will, despite what popular culture would have us believe. While popular culture teaches that the only thing that matters is power, we believe and teach what truly matters is people. While popular culture is fueled by deceit and dishonesty, at St. John's we believe in the truth, not the individual's interpretation of it. While popular culture values instant gratification and gorges itself on conspicuous consumption, we believe in environmental stewardship, personal discipline, moderation, and hard work. And while the worst aspects of popular culture foment divisiveness and cultural tribalism, our school is a community, a collection of unique individuals, each with their own wonderful story to tell, and all bonded by shared values. At our school, one thing matters above all else, the content of a person's character. An outstanding academic program and child-centric culture are not the only answers parents give when I ask them what they most love about the school. The sense of warmth, authenticity, and community they feel, even before joining the school, is another appeal. All of the above resonates with more and more families seeking an environment that will nurture their child's mind, body, and spirit, and protect their childhood. Enrollment at the school is strong, with our focus on identifying and retaining a highly selective student body within the context of our mission. Applications for next year have already increased 65% over the same time a year ago. So in addition to congratulating the families here today for their baptisms, I encourage you to get your applications in quickly. Of course, none of this would be possible without the dedication and support of the fine people that make up our faculty and staff. Many of them are here today, and I want to publicly recognize and thank all of them for what they do to support the children. They are our mission in action. I read recently that it was suggested that the only profession to have been more challenged than educators in the last 19 months has been the medical profession. I can personally attest to the immense challenges involved with leading a school during a pandemic. I can also attest to the incredible efforts made every day by my colleagues who care so deeply about the well-being of the children entrusted to their care. The future is indeed bright. At a time when popular culture seems to believe the purpose of school is to tell children what to think, or worse still, to not think at all, St. John's teaches children how to think intensively and critically. At St. John's, we see education as having a higher purpose, one all of us are compelled to serve. This is the function of a true education, and it's the St. John's way. It's said that in the garden of good and evil, flowers and weeds coexist. At St. John's Episcopal Parish Day School, our focus will always be on helping more roses to bloom. If you're interested in learning more about the school, we will have a table set up in the courtyard after the service this morning. Let us give thanks for St. John's Episcopal Parish Day School and all Episcopal schools. And in closing, let me share a prayer that I have found most helpful over the past 19 months and which I imagine has been widely prayed by Episcopal school leaders everywhere. This is another day, O Lord. I know not what it will bring forth, but make me ready, Lord, for whatever it may be. If I am to stand up, help me to stand bravely. If I am to sit still, help me to sit quietly. If I am to lie low, help me to do it patiently. And if I am to do nothing, let me do it gallantly. Make these words more than words and give me the spirit of Jesus. Amen.